I don't see the name of it. There was a TED Talk I was listening to on the way home today. I thought I saved it. I'm pretty sure I saved it. I gotta look for it. But it's something interesting I think you should listen to. They're asking, the woman, she gave a TED Talk on leadership posture.
I think I've seen that one.
Tell me.
The people that's submissive and dominant.
But there's something that you can physically do.
Alright, love you.
And it changes your hormone level in your body. That puts you in a position of being more dominant.
Is it just like your posture?
Yeah, but there's three specific poses. What they found were three specific poses that if you do and you hold for, I think they said 2 minutes. For 2 minutes, you have to hold these poses, and it changes, like they did saliva tests afterwards, and what they discovered was that the level of testosterone, which is the sort of male hormone that makes you, gives you know, strength and stamina, and I don't know what else it does. It increased. One of the poses is the Wonder Woman pose. Standing straight up, hands on the hips, just standing, you know, with their legs kind of just a little bit open. 2 minutes stand like that. The other one is, they called it the starfish. You stand with your legs in a V, and you raise your hands up in a V, like a victory, like you've just won a race, like you're standing, kind of like making your body a big X.
Yeah.
And the third one is sitting on a chair with your hands behind your head.
I was going to say that one.
Your feet
I was
going to
say that. Yeah, like that.
And your feet up on a desk.
I was going to say that. How is that comfortable?
Well, I mean, if you've got a, you know, you have to have a chair that's got a good back support.
Something behind you, or else you're just...
Yeah. But I was going to suggest to you that, like, before you go in for a test...
Yeah. I was thinking about it as you were talking.
Spend 2 minutes. So, apparently, the TED Talk has been watched or listened to some unfathomable amount of times, and she gets hundreds of letters over and over every week from people that swear by it. It's like, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe I did it. I never knew that 2 minutes could change my life like it did. It's weird. Like, it changes your body chemistry, and your body chemistry makes you act differently. Interesting. She reiterated again the fact that I don't remember the age group that she was talking about, the class, but she said that it's a marked difference where boys start to take over the leadership of the discussions in these classes that she teaches. And she was trying to change that dynamic, because if you lead the discussion, you lead the focus on the learning, and you can steer that in a certain way. And as a result, all those little changes that happen steer that learning and the focus of that teaching towards boys instead of towards girls, which perpetuates the problem of, you know, eventually leads to 77% of the pay for women. Interesting stuff. How's your skin feel?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm. So, I drew a picture today with pencil first.
Mm-hmm.
And it was of like a girl in a Cinderella type dress with like the like a Cinderella type hairdo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's the color? But I only had marker, so I was like, well, let's see how this turns out. So I got my peach-toned marker, And I started coloring her skin, and I was like, this is not looking too good. So I just finished, and I was like, this is weird looking. So I was like, okay, well, let's try and make her look like a painting or something. So I tried, like, making brush stroke looking things. I was like, this isn't looking too good either. So I just started getting, like a lime green and an orange and, like turquoise. And I started coloring, like, all over her skin and, like little motions like this, just, like, around the edge of her face and, like, by her
Little
nose.
squigglies.
Yeah, and around her eye. Like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Does the sound effect help?
I don't
I
know.
feel like it does, because it, like, you get that, like, ksh-ksh-ksh-ksh, like, more
Like an
rough.
eraser mark, yeah.
Yeah. And just, like, so on her face, it's just, like, greens and oranges and yellows and stuff. It looked really, really cool.
Awesome. Where's
And
the
I
picture?
did, it's in my backpack. I'll show it to you tomorrow. And I did her hair blonde, but then I started putting, like, brown and, like, red in it. And I did her dress completely. The top part of her dress is gray. In the bottom, I put gray stripes, and then I filled in the white spots with like the rainbow. That looks super cool.
Cool.
I'm happy with
Awesome.
it.
Awesome. Good. All right. Well, it's late. Let's say a prayer. We missed a prayer last night. So,
Dear God. Well,
we
whatever,
prayed
sorry.
silently. That's all right.
God, I prefer you not sleep and a good day tomorrow, and that Daddy will have a good day at work and so will Mommy. Maybe I'll get a Mommy's back. Thanks, have a great day today. That's our good day tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. Hey, if you had the choice to choose between Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, or
Disneyland.
Universal Studios,
Disneyland.
which would you prefer to
Disneyland.
go?
Why?
I'm just wondering, why Disney?
Disneyland's so cool. I mean, because because I'm a fraidy cat. I wouldn't be able to go on all the big rides at Knott's Berry Farm. I don't even know what Universal Studios is, really. And I've been to Disneyland twice with Miss Ludden.
You were young.
Yeah, but I still kind of remember it. And I remember I went on Space Mountain, and it was super fun. It was so cool. And at
If you could do
Disneyland.
Space Mountain, you could do lots of other
No,
things
because
that
that
way.
one's inside and I had my eyes closed for like a fourth of the time. You couldn't even see anything anyways when you opened your eyes. It's just black.
Yeah.
That's why it wasn't scary, because you couldn't see how high up you were.
So maybe you weren't high at all.
She's just on the floor the
Maybe
entire
they were.
time.
Maybe they were fooling you. Maybe
Whoa!
it's just one thing, and they just tilt it like this, and they make the noise. But you actually
Doesn't even
weren't
like
moving.
I remember that it didn't do that though. I don't remember if there was music playing or if the music was in my head. Like, my brain was like,
Stone
this is
silence.
appropriate. Just silence. But I remember that we went in, like, straight and it was dark. And then it went up. I remember it. And it was like this purple room with purple lights. And I remember all of a sudden it's like,
Yeah, it gets all
la.
crazy.
Yeah, it was super cool though. And Disneyland also has, like, shows that you could watch, and like all different kinds of rides. I like the Indiana Jones ride. That one was my favorite. We should go to Disneyland.
That would be nice.
That'd be so fun. And you can like, I want to get like signatures from the princesses and stuff.
That'd be cool. All right,
Yeah.
let me guess. Don't stay up late. Midnight.
Was that just like a random question?
Yeah, I pass by Universal Studios all the time on my
Really?
drive.
What is
Yeah, it's
Universal
really cool.
Studios?
It's on the movie lot. So there's there's like studio tours. You can see the house that Psycho was filmed in. You can see the clock tower, like the set from Back to the Future. Those tours, and then there's rides as well, like lots of those 3D based rides,
Cool.
Honey, I Shrunk the Audience and King Kong.
I shrunk
So
the audience. That one
it's
seems
just
like it would be
cool.
cool.
It's just a cool. They have one. I actually, from part of the area that I work in, you can look down into the studio, and they have like the remnants of a plane crash. It was movie set for a TV show or something. I don't know what. But also you can see like the houses that have been hit and the rubble that they've created, and it's all make-believe. You know, it's not actual ruined houses. They built it to look like the houses are broken. So you can see sort of the back, whereas if half the house is missing, in the back you can see like the support structures that are holding up those portions. So it's just cool, you know, to sort of get a glimpse behind the scenes at some of that.
Cool.
So
You
it'd be
should.
a fun day. All right, my love. Good night. I
Night,
love you.
love you.